You know, there is a big initiative in this country to get everybody wired up, everybody on the internet. And you'd think everybody is. I mean, see an entire generation walking around staring at phones. But the fact is, there is a lot of America that's not, especially rural America. And a big new contract was just let for Connect America, the Connect America Fund. And winner of a big contract from that was a Fort Worth-based company called NextLink. And the co-founder and CEO of the company joins us right now, Bill Baker. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here, David.
So are we going to finally cover the... I thought satellites could do this, but the coverage is just too slow, right?
Well, they can, but the problem is their latency. I mean, when you're trying to beam, shall we say, packets of data into outer space and then back down to Earth.
Yeah, it's one thing to get the down speed, I guess, is pretty good.
Exactly.
But when you're sending stuff back
up. You don't worry about trees quite as much when you're shooting straight up in the sky, but it's the length of the distance that gets you.
So tell me what NextLink does. How do you connect, you know, rural America?
Yeah, we're a hybrid provider in that we do have some communities and areas we do fiber. We're predominantly a wireless provider. And what that means out in the rural areas is, you know, our subscribers, whether it's a home or a business, is they're connected to our antennas up on a tower. And it's a line of sight service. So that typically that dish needs to just see that tower. And that tower could be 10 miles away.
So they're using a dish, you mean like DirecTV or something does?
Very much so, except it's pointed to a tower a couple miles away instead of a satellite up in orbit.
Doesn't have to go as far.
Exactly, exactly. And we're providing internet service up to 50 megs in most communities. And as
up
part
and
of this,
down?
Typically just down. Usually people don't need up. If you need an up, typically that's more of a commercial account, a business that's out there, and we can certainly do that for them as well.
That's interesting. So how do you, I mean, are you a regulated utility? Do you have to go before city councils?
Historically, we are not a regulated utility, but as part of the FCC Connect America Fund program, they do require you to get registered in each of the states in which you're receiving funds. So we're in the process right now of going through and becoming that sort of telecommunications carrier that's registered with each state utilities commission.
So when you go into a community, you with funds from Connect America, what they pay for, like construction of the tower?
Yeah, they're giving us a set amount of money. How we spend that money is somewhat up to us, but we are required to meet certain service requirements. So, you know, if the better we are at doing that, then hopefully we have more money left over to continue to expand that service in that community.
You know, there's so many. You know, this has been around for so long, trying to solve this riddle. We had a guy on the show, it had to be over 20 years ago, and it may have been a scam, but he said he could send an internet over electric wires, so that just like you plugged into the wall and TXU lit your lights, there was a separator that could get internet service.
Well, and there's a million ways to sort of push data around, whether it's through electric wires, like that guy said, or via satellite. The whole question is, can you do it cost effectively, and can you do it from a quality standpoint? Can you give them the speed and low latency? Because at the end of the day, I mean, you know, pushing emails around, not that big a deal. And once you hit send, you don't notice whether it leaves your computer in 3 seconds, 10 seconds, or 2 minutes.
Yeah, but if I want Netflix?
Exactly. You're going to notice whether it's working real quick.
So when you go into a community, do you put up your own tower, or do you... You go on top of, you know, grain elevators or whatever's available.
Hey, you name it. We're after any vertical asset in the sky that we can hang our gear on, whether it's grain silos, city water towers. We're on high-rise buildings from downtown Waco to downtown Fort Worth. But predominantly, we are on telecom towers. And if there's not one in the community or area where we need to be in, we'll go build it ourselves.
So is this is line of sight. This is like the old microwave towers
exactly.
We used to see bouncing around.
Exactly.
Is it the same spectrums that you're using?
We use a variety of spectrums. I mean, we're predominantly a 5 gigahertz spectrum.
Yeah.
But we connect a lot of our towers in other frequencies, whether it's 6, 11, 18, 24, you name it.
Is this a big growth business?
Well, it's a big growth business in that we've created a scalable platform. As a company, where we can go out into rural areas and we've got the cost structure and the ability and the technical know-how to go out there and provide them quality internet service that is sufficient to run their business, stream their video, play their online games, just like people do in an urban market. It's a little bit more expensive than an urban market. I mean, we're not talking about gig fiber, you know, in downtown Dallas, But you're talking about very rural areas, even outside the communities. People are out there living in, you know, acreages on farms and those kinds of things.
But I guess once you get it wired up and get it set, I mean, you've got a pretty predictable evergreen income stream.
That is correct. I mean, it is, I think from, now you've got to give good quality service because people aren't going to stick with you if you're not quality. And I think that's one of our just things we're known for. I mean, we're 4.8 stars on Google Review. I mean, we're very focused on the quality issue. And as a result, to your point, we have very low subscriber turnover.
You have a couple of hundred employees right now.
Correct.
When we talk in 3 years, how many employees do you have?
I think in 3 years, based on what we need to do from our Connect America Fund requirements, we'll probably be at close to 1,000 employees at that point.
Wow. Will you continue to operate out of Weatherford?
Yeah, I mean, we've got our headquarters just down the highway on 20 in Hudson Oaks. Love working with the city of Hudson Oaks. We're actually the fiber provider for the city of Hudson Oaks. And, you know, we love working with Parker County and seeing what we can do to keep our headquarters located out there. I mean, obviously, as we're growing tremendously, a lot of that growth is out in the field, needing the technicians, the installers, the tower climbers. So our employee base is going to be distributed a lot, but we're definitely going to grow.
But it's going to be a lot of peaks and valleys. So I would guess if you're in a big construction phase, you're going to have a lot of employees. And then once you get them wired up, you're just going to sit back and open envelopes and collect money, right?
I wish it was that easy. I sure do. But no, what it is, it's a career path for guys. You may start in construction and you're working to build towers and you may live in a geographic area. I mean, you don't want to go three states over and build towers forever. So you may live in that geographic area. Once you start building out those towers, well, now we have all these towers built out. I need guys to climb those towers and service towers, maintain those towers, and install and service the subscribers in that area. So there's opportunities for guys beyond just building a tower.
So are you, speaking of territorial, I mean, so you got this big, the largest Connect America fund to, you know, award that was made. Is it for a specific area that you have to develop?
Yeah, we have very specific census tracts we have to serve, and it's pretty much most of rural Texas. You know, we didn't pick up the Valley, we didn't pick up far west Texas in the El Paso area, but most of north and central Texas.
Well, that's plenty to say.
Oh yeah,
say grace.
We've got pretty much pretty much western Oklahoma, the vast majority of Kansas, the vast majority of Nebraska. The vast majority of Iowa, and pretty much ran the table in northwestern Illinois. So think of it as the agricultural heartland. Just go straight up north and then take a little eastern hook up at the top.
That's fascinating. Netlink is the company. Fort Worth, well, it's not Fort Worth based. It's
Hudson Oaks.
Hudson Oaks based.
Yeah, I know.
Are you the largest operator in Hudson Oaks?
The largest operator?
Well,
the largest company, employer.
You
know, I would probably guess that we're the top employer in the city of Hudson Oaks, and we're probably top two or three in Parker County. I don't want to go head-to-head with probably the school district on head count.
Well, no,
We're certainly up there.
And there's a group that comes in to get the peaches once a year, too. Bill Baker's co-founder and CEO of Nextlink. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, appreciate it,
David. Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.